This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Large telecom companies and attorneys general from every state have announced a new pact for combating robocalls. The latest step toward cutting off such calls before they reach a consumer's phone. Is it real this time? Can they make it stop? More after these tech headlines. Spotify permanently extends free trials for its subscription service to 3 months from one as it works to lure in more paying customers to its premium tier. The move puts Spotify, the top music streaming platform by global subscribers, on par with its rival, number two, Apple Music, which already offers this 3 months of free listening. The extended free trial comes after Spotify said it would upgrade its family plans. These include family controls and playlist bundling music from each member. And with that, Spotify falls 2.8%. A move from BJ's Wholesale Club to go digital has paid off. The company says it brought in nearly double the percentage of members in 2Q from a year ago. Overall, BJ's saw an increase in members, higher tier memberships, and renewals compared with last year. It says it will continue to use this data-driven approach to attract new and lapsed members through both physical and digital channels. Its CEO, Christopher Baldwin, said on a call that the digital channels are important in particular for attracting younger members. With that, shares rise 14%. Its stock has gained 15% year to date. And now let's talk about genetically engineered crops, because they are growing around the world more than ever, but they're running out of room to expand in the biggest GMO-growing countries. Here's where it gets complicated. The International Service for the Acquisition of Agribiotech Applications says in the top five biotech crop-growing countries, these are the United States, Brazil, Argentina, Canada, and India, GMO crops have already claimed 92% or more of their potential, leaving limited room for biotech seed makers to expand sales. The journal's Jacob Bungie has more of the story at WSJ.com. Coming up, large telecom companies, state enforcers, and everyone in the free world are ready to toe the line when it comes to robocalls. What a new pact from telecom companies and attorneys general from every state means for our collective robocall nightmare. The biggest telecom companies, not to mention attorneys general from every state, have announced a new pact for combating robocalls. Under the agreement, the companies aim to prevent illegal robocalls on their networks and to work with state law enforcement investigating the call's origins. Let's get more from the Journal's Ryan Tracy. He joins us from the Journal's DC Bureau. Hi, Ryan.
Welcome.
Thank you.
There's been a lot of back and forth with this issue about robocalls. This means a promise of what specifically from these big companies as of Thursday?
Sure. Yeah. You know, every time we write a story about robocalls, I feel like we have to say this isn't going to solve the problem all by itself. And that's definitely true of this action. The companies, which in this case are a dozen, and these are the big phone companies, household name phone companies like Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and CenturyLink and Comcast, they are agreeing to this voluntary piece of paper which lays out principles for combating robocalls. Those include things like providing call blocking for free on your smartphone if you want to sign up for a service that the smartphone provider, the carrier, offers. It also would include call blocking at the network level. So that's a little bit more technical, but sort of built into the infrastructure of the telephone network, they will try to block illegal robocalls when they can detect them. They also are agreeing to do a better job of figuring out who their customers are, because sometimes these criminals will sign up and purport to be a real company and then make a whole bunch of calls. And in fact, they're not a real company. They're a scam artist. And so if the idea is that if the phone company can take a little bit more ownership of that to confirm that they're actually dealing with a legitimate business, that would make it harder for the robocallers to make the calls in the first place. So that's just a few of the things, and we'll see if it works.
Right. This move, I understand, will also make investigations easier. That's another part of it, because, you know, holding these bad actors accountable is something a lot of these angry phone users wouldn't be mad at.
Yeah, so I posed that question Thursday to some state attorneys general who also have signed on to this agreement and would be some of the prosecutors bringing cases to try to combat robocalls. What they say is that it can be often hard to, often their trail of evidence starts with the person at the who's receiving the call, the consumer who receives the complaint, who, or who has been, you know, had money stolen from them, for example. And what they want to do then is trace the call back through the phone system. And that's kind of hard to do because the phone system is very complicated and any one call goes through multiple different companies along the way. And so what you need in order to build the evidence for one of these cases is to trace the call and have all the companies on board. Everyone's, hey, we're all going to cooperate with each other in tracing these calls.
Oftentimes with this robocall issue, you know, these solutions aren't enforced with, let's call it, a certain vigor. Can we expect real action this time? Do you get a sense that this is a little bit more impactful in terms of how it's playing out on this Thursday?
What's going to be interesting here is you have the state attorneys general and large phone companies saying they want to work together to stop robocalls. The problem is most of the robocalls don't start at a large phone company. If you're a criminal and you go to AT&T and say, hey, I'd love to make 10 million calls today, they're going to say, well, why? And you know, AT&T may not take you on as a customer.
Right.
There are other companies that are lesser known that might sort of not ask as many questions when you sign up. Those companies are not signing on. And in fact, a lot of times enforcement authorities, federal regulators, or the state attorneys general don't know who those companies are and can't necessarily connect them to a robocall campaign. And so one of the big questions here is how are officials going to deal with that problem? So I think you're right to be skeptical about how this will be enforced. Now, if the major industry players are sort of identifying where robocalls are coming from, that should help authorities figure out if there is a telecom provider out there that is catering to robocallers. And if that company receives warnings and doesn't clean up its act, then maybe we'll see some enforcement actions down the road, but we'll just have to see.
Very good. Ryan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is it for the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.